This is a Vietnam interview tape of Sergeant Charles L. Bryant, 1614345, United States Marine Corps. He's being interviewed by Major E.J. Godfrey at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Paris Island, South Carolina, on the 26th of January, 1966. The subject of this tape is, will deal primarily with Sergeant Bryant's experiences as a machine gun squad leader in the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, in the Chulai area between 18 May and 20 July 1965. This tape is unclassified. Sergeant Bryant, would you briefly summarize where you were and when you got to Vietnam and some of what your duties were?
Yes, sir. I was in the Chulai area of Vietnam with the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, Lima County. And we got there on 18 May.
What did you do when your platoon did come in? Was this an opposed landing, or was this just a...
No, sir. When our company landed...
I should say a tactical landing.
Well, it was planned to be a tactical landing, but when we landed, it was advanced parties that already set up, and we more or less just came ashore untactically.
So administratively?
Yes, sir.
What did your platoon do with that?
Well, at that time, our whole company was moved through the what was already set up then as a battalion perimeter with what had landed out of the advance party. We moved on through and set up a perimeter forward of all that. We were set into a defensive area then to guard the Chulai base.
Which sector of the air base were you covering, do you recall?
I wasn't sure of the exact sector, but we were tied in with 4th Marines on our right and part of 4th Marines on our left also. But as far as the area, I don't know the exact area.
You were a machine gun squad leader. How were your machine guns employed in your air base defense?
Most of the time, the guns were employed as were split there. They hardly ever were employed as a squad.
Why was this?
As such open terrain, and each company and each platoon had such a wide front to cover. Well, there's a river there. I can't even remember the name of the river, but the peninsula just out from the mouth of the river. Mm-hmm. And the river is right next to Chulai, in fact. And then the peninsula comes out there, and that's mostly where we had our operations while I was over there. We got there on that peninsula. And when we went over there, we went over for search and destroy. Usually one company out of the battalion would be designated as a blocking force, and the other companies would make a sweep through the whole area.
Well, you just can continually were sweeping this one peninsula.
Yes, sir. We went over this peninsula about three times while I was there, and then after the tide stopped going over, then each night there had to be a company over there, and they would spend a night and a day, and then another company would relieve them. We more or less continually swept the place.
How are your machine guns employed in these search and destroy operations?
Well, during the search and destroy, most of the time our machine gun, unless our company was designated as a blocking force, most of the time our guns would be right up on line with the riflemen. I thought it was a change from the A4 from having to bring the guns up. The guns were right there on line that we needed. That was due to the M60 being able to fire from the hip with it. Got your little fast 150 rounds, and you can fire it.
Did you ever actually have to fire this from the hip?
No, sir, I never did.
Situations where the machine guns had to be employed.
Yes, sir. I'd say, well, one time where the guns really came in handy, we had to fire on some hut, and the machine gun being what it is, put out more firepower.
Were you able to observe how they were being used and
yes,
how effective they were?
In the defensive area, they were used as almost up on line. They weren't with a CP group at all. They were, say, 20 to 30 yards back behind the line, but usually in a position where they could observe, where they'd be on the high ground and be able to fire from that area also. What it broke down to was they were firing over our heads, in a way of speaking.
How about in these offensive type operations?
Well, when we went on a search and destroy, they were usually with a CP group or behind a squad, and they would pull up, call up, and use whenever needed.
What were they being used for?
Well, in that one case in that day that our guns were firing on these huts, well, they were used to just outright destroy the huts.
Is this primarily what they were used for, mainly in your villages?
Yes, sir, more or less. And each one of those huts over there has got one of those holes in it. And a 3.5 does a better job, let's say.
You say one of those little holes, what do you mean by that?
Well, each house has got a pit in it, sir. Or each house that I... Well, not every house, but most of your houses have got some kind of a hole, either inside it or right outside it, that these people are... They've been fighting for so long, I guess they just dug a hole in case the bombs came someday. And also, the VC's always there, and they're always digging defensive positions, you might say.
Is it a foxhole or a tunnel, or what are you describing?
Well, it looks like a cellar almost, but it's a pipe hole, that's what it is. And the day that we were being fired upon, where we used our machine guns and our rocket launchers, the holes those people were using were just like spider traps inside their houses. They set up, fire, and then go back down in their hole when we started firing out. And after the 3.5s came up, the firing did stop. I think 3.5s more or less did what the machine gun probably couldn't do. We were putting them down in the hole, but I think 3.5.
When you were firing in the villages with your machine gun, what kind of ammo were you using? Were you using any tracers?
No, sir. We didn't use tracers that I remember. I don't think we did.
I'm thinking more to possibly set the huts on fire.
Set them on fire. Yes, our ammo did have it ever, I think every fifth round placed with tracer ammo. Because we fired them a few times at night. It did, it had the regular space as far as tracer kill with machine gun ammo.
How did you find the M60 machine gun? From what you said before, I gather that you did have experience with the 84.
Well, yes, sir.
The M60 is compared to that.
In comparison with the 84, I'd say the M60 was a much better machine gun in some respects. And then with your 84, your TO, as far as your TO goes, your TO was better with the A4 than it would be M60. With the M60, you don't have as many men in a machine gun squad as you do that you used to have with a machine gun section. And in comparison, they both do the same job. And subsequently, it makes the ammo problem hard on the M60 squad than it did on the A4.
So the gun itself you found to be very effective.
Yes, sir. It's real good.
Well, how did you find you were able to haul all the ammo you needed? Did you need help?
We needed help while I was over there. We used to have to have the rifleman and the rifle to help carry our ammo because we used to have to carry so much ammo on one of those operations that the rifleman have to help us.
I know another change that came about with the new weapon was what used to be the assistant gunner, formerly a pistolman, actually. Now he's carrying a rifle. How did you find it?
Well, we talked about that over there, and we thought that the man that used to carry the pistolman, the A gunner, he should come back the way it was with the A4.
Why is it?
That it would give us more hands to work with. Another man could help carry more equipment with the M60. It seems like you've got more gun equipment to carry than you did with the A4. And indeed, you don't need any more men than you had with the A4. You need just as many. And if he had a pistol, whereas he has a rifle, then he could help carry ammo a whole lot more.
How about the temperature and the weather? How does it seem to affect your weapon?
Well, as far as affecting the weapon, it didn't bother it at all. The weather didn't. In the area where I was at, July, it was real sandy in the sand. You just had to clean the weapons all the time. Keep the fan free.
Continually clean.
Yes, sir. Of course, they'll borrow a little fan on, but then again, if you get too much, it's going to stop well.
So, Brian, are there any specific actions or any other specific experiences you might just throw in here for this thing?
No, sir. None that I know of. We weren't doing any more over there than anybody else is doing today, I'd say.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Ryan.
Sir.